My good people, today is a feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. What does immaculate mean? It means pure, spotless, without blemish. How many of us, as we pass through our daily lives, kind of lackadaisically take a quick look at ourselves and say, I'm doing okay. I've got no mortal sins. I can't even find any venial sins. I'm okay. But let's try a little experiment. Let's take ourselves individually and stand ourselves up next to Our Lady. And then what? Then we will see how dirty we really are. We will see that we're not as okay as we thought we were. We will see that we're actually pretty rotten. Because while we may not have any really sins on our souls, and yet, what are we giving to God? What are we doing to make ourselves more Mary-like? Or are we just sort of floating through life, getting by with the least we can, hoping that we'll make it to purgatory? I had an old Irish nun way back when I was in about the third or fourth grade. One of the few things I remember from that far back. But she said something concerning this subject that I've never forgotten. She said, hitch your wagon to a star. What that means, if you aim high, aim for the stars, the chances are pretty good you'll land somewhere in heaven. But if you aim low, if you aim only for purgatory, the chances are you won't even make purgatory. Because fallen human nature has a tendency to put out just enough effort to barely make the goal, whatever the goal is, except when it comes to sports and earthly crowns. But when it comes to things spiritual, we all have the tendency incurred from the first sin of our parents. It's been handed down to us through the ages. Of doing just enough to get by. But let's look at the business world or the sports world, either one. If we were to follow the same practice in either the business world or the sports world, and do just enough to get by, what would happen? There'd be no Olympic crown for us, and our business would go under. We have to run our business, our sports competition, and our spiritual life to make a profit. We must aim for the stars, and we will land in heaven. We must give God our all, as Our Lady did. Now, it is true that we might think she had an unfair advantage over us, and that she was born, she was created, she was conceived with no taint of sin, no taint of fallen human nature within her. And yet, she still had one thing in common with all the rest of us. She still had free will. She still had the power to say yes or no. She still had the power to turn her back on God if she so desired. But she did not. So in reality, we can put aside what we think of as an advantage. We may be somewhat handicapped through original sin, but that doesn't excuse us from giving it our all. I once read a very interesting autobiography of a gentleman who once traveled completely around the world through the poles, through the North Pole and through the South Pole. It took him 5 years of preparation and 3 years of traveling. And the hardships were out of this world, no pun intended. But why did he do it? Why did he suffer these incredible hardships? Why did his wife sit in the cold, unheated huts on both poles to keep communication up? Why did he spend all that money and waste all that time and effort and suffering? Why? As he himself said, simply so he could say he was the first one to do it. My good people, without judging and knowing nothing about his spirituality, looking at it strictly from an earthly point of view, a worldly point of view, what did that profit him spiritually? What did that gain for him in eternity? Accepting, of course, that he may have offered it all up, which is very doubtful, but it's possible. But strictly speaking, what did that gain him? And yet, we who are striving for eternity, for heaven, for a goal that is never ending, when this man dies, his name will be forgotten. In some cases it already is. I've forgotten it. But he, if he is now dead, he is now in eternity. And he's looking back on his past life. And if that trip was made solely and only for the purpose he said it was, with no thought of God, where is he now? And yet, he may have an excuse if he didn't know God. But we, do we have an excuse? No, my good people. We know. So if we fail, it's our own fault. And we will pay for that. We can blame no one but ourselves. So let us step back and put ourselves next to Our Lady. And let us see ourselves in her light and ask her to help us to become more like her. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.